fourth step in the cost-benefit analysis is to think about the not-so-good things about changing your drinking or your drug use. So there's sort of two interconnected sides to this. One is you're going to think about the loss of a lot of good things. That's definitely the not-so-good thing about changing. All the benefits that you got from your drinking or your drug use, how it might ramify in your life that you're no longer drinking or using drugs, how that might affect, for example, you going to parties or other social functions or what you do at the end of the day when you get home from work. Things like that will feel like a loss. Those will be not so good things. And you'll want to think about how you're going to deal with those situations when they come up. That's sort of the practical side of the not so good thing about changing. You can look at these changes, anticipate them, and think about them as challenges that you need to work through and overcome. So the not so good things that are problems become challenges that working through will define your recovery as overcoming a lot of problems that you haven't been able to face before. Although it will seem not so good at the time, it is a very practical approach to dealing with the side of changing your drinking that will be essential to leading to good outcomes for you.